two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6 o'clock. It's Monday, the 14th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 68 degrees.
Looking good on our freeways as we get things started. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we begin this half hour again with developing news on Utah's Morning News. Amazon says they're creating more than 1,000 new jobs in Utah.
They're preparing for an even busier holiday shopping season. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Amazon says they have more than 1,500 new full and part-time jobs available in Utah. These are at the fulfillment centers. Those can involve logistics, shipping, even packing customer orders. It's part of a drive to get 100,000 new jobs filled across the U.S. and Canada. Amazon is also opening new buildings. It's their fourth hiring spree in the U.S. this year. They say people are using the site more than ever now. They had a 40% rise in sales in the second quarter. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Big day is almost here. The largest public works project in Utah history will hit a milestone tomorrow when the new terminal and the first new concourse open at Salt Lake City International Airport.
It comes as the travel industry faces an unprecedented slowdown. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the Salt Lake City International Airport took about two decades to plan, and eventually it cost $4.1 billion to build. But officials say passengers will reap the benefits as soon as they enter the massive new terminal and its first concourse, both of which open tomorrow.
This airport, with its state-of-the-art parking garage, quicker baggage claim, 28,000-square-foot Delta Sky Club, high-quality dining and shopping, and other amenities, will also be much more efficient and enjoyable.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says some of the other numbers are staggering. The new airport has a baggage system that travels 7 miles. There's 32 moving walkways, 70 passenger gates, 58 restaurants and shops, and in the end, zero local tax dollars were spent on the construction. Salt Lake City is set to replace Denver's International Airport, which opened in 1995, as the U.S.'s newest large hub airport built from scratch. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
A false alarm about fire evacuations in Santaquin. The Goshen Fire came to within just a couple of miles of homes, and state fire officials informed residents homes were being evacuated. But Goshen Fire spokesperson Sierra Hellstrom says that was a false alarm.
A lot of times smoke plumes tend to cause people a lot more fear than maybe is necessary, especially where it looks so close to you. So it was just, I think, out of caution that some people were concerned and thought they were evacuating, and some miscommunication with dispatch.
Within an hour, a few helicopters, a plane, a hotshot crew, and multiple engines were on the site fighting the fire. At last report, that fire was 90% contained.
Meanwhile, a drone forced firefighters to stop air attacks on a fire near Pleasant Grove. Evacuations have been lifted, but officials are still asking people to stay away from both Grove Creek and Battle Creek Canyons in order for emergency traffic to get through. At last report, the fire had burned 188 acres and is 20% contained. The cause is still unknown.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. We're looking at temperatures in the 90s for the first half of the week, but we'll be in the 70s for the weekend.
Of course, this time of year with the shorter days, things cool more quickly into the evening hours and the mornings as well. It'll just be those afternoons that'll be hot, around 90 again today, all the way through Thursday. Not quite as hot Friday, and then it looks like it really cools down again for the weekend.
In addition to those cooler temperatures, Grant says we could see some showers on Saturday.
The fires are more than they can handle across the West. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the death toll rising to 35 killed by western wildfires. Many of the missing, though, are now accounted for. Oregon fire managers say the sheer magnitude is unprecedented.
We're literally out of firefighters and equipment.
The red flag warnings are now up for hot, dry winds posted all three West Coast states. Tropical Storm Sally forecast to reach hurricane strength today ahead of landfall that is now targeting Mississippi. The National Hurricane Center says it'll deliver high winds and storm surge.
And because it's slowing down, could produce a tremendous amount of rainfall and flooding.
Sally arrives late tonight or early Tuesday. President Trump held an indoor rally at a manufacturing company just outside Las Vegas yesterday, prompting Governor Steve Sisolak to call it reckless and selfish. Mr. Trump telling the crowd,
"Tell your governor to open up your state."
Few in the audience wore masks, but those on the podium with the president, they did. And a $100,000 reward offered for the shooter who critically injured two L.A. County deputies yesterday as they sat in their patrol cruiser. The sheriff fears anti-law enforcement sentiment is the motive. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
It appears the less nosy COVID-19 tests have arrived, courtesy of a Utah laboratory.
ARUP Lab CEO Dr. Sherry Perkins says they are pleased to offer a COVID-19 saliva test that makes high-quality testing easier. There is no nose swab for this test, just spit in the funnel, up to the fill line, twist the cap, and hand it back to the technician. ARUP says this is way more pleasant for both the patient and healthcare provider, who is less exposed to the virus with this test. ARUP says they will do the test only on saliva specimens collected using their kits with a healthcare provider present, and that this new test is has been rolled out nationally to its clients. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.